Zuzu and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Today, I'm excited to share words from Northern Minnesota's Dudley Edmondson. Dudley authored Black and Brown Faces in America's Wild Places, which features profiles of African Americans enjoying the outdoors professionally or as a hobby. He creates films, he's a public speaker, and he photographs nature. Dudley chose to move to the Duluth area for the environment, for the woods and wildlife, and the landscape of the North weaves together with his work and lifestyle. He's currently working on a new project focusing on environmental justice for all. Though I'll only briefly touch on a few particulars of the project, what leads up to it is Dudley's perspective and the history of the United States. The outdoors is for everyone. We're all affected by the future of the environment and climate, and solutions to current and future environmental issues require diversity and inclusion of voices, of thought. But first, let's meet Dudley. I'm curious to hear why, of many places, Dudley decided to move here.
My name is Dudley Edmondson. I'm an author, photographer, filmmaker, public speaker, and I live in Duluth, Minnesota. I've always had a thing for boreal forest and places that at least appear to be untouched by humans, and to me, big conifer forests tend to have that sort of feel and look to them, very, what do you call them, primeval, whatever, but, you know, just there's something about the lakes and rivers and you know, old growth conifers that just really, in my mind, says wilderness, and that's complete contrast to where I lived in central Ohio, which was mostly agricultural land.
Yes, I agree. Who doesn't love a boreal forest? So Dudley got his start as a photographer in the 90s, photographing birds for books. He worked quite a bit with naturalist and author Stan Tequila as a photographer, and he got more and more opportunities as time went on. And it was nature photography that originally brought Dudley to Minnesota.
I kind of moved to Minnesota to become a nature photographer. That was my original plan. I was really attracted by Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve here in East Duluth. And at the time, I was obsessed with hawks and hawks in flight, and still thoroughly enjoy watching them and things like that. I decided to, you know, sell a bunch of stuff, and what I kept, I stuffed in my pickup truck at the time and drove up here with it, and decided to start a new life in a more wild space where I could jump on my bike out my back door and be in, you know, remote woods in 30 minutes or so.
Dudley's website, dudleyedmondson.com, features a quote, and it goes like this. In the wilderness, the ability to embrace your freedom and be your true self is the healing medicine the mind needs. Dudley's work has evolved over time, with different projects and engagements taking center stage. For example, these days, photography takes up less time. And as we chat, Dudley notes that he'll be traveling for a speaking engagement. What does stay consistent is the idea that wilderness, the environment, and our connection to it is human and healing, and that we all deserve to partake in it.
As a young person growing up in Ohio, my parents were great people, very loving, caring people, but they both had issues with alcohol. And I found that when I was in wilderness and or at that time just would have been outdoor spaces away from town, that I just was a lot less stressed, a lot more positive about life in general than I was in the family home when there were confrontations between my parents. nature became like a band-aid or medicine for me. And so I craved, you know, getting into outdoor spaces as a kid. We would often go on family picnics on the weekends to a reservoir north of town. And it was in those spaces that I really discovered how therapeutic having a connection to nature could be. And it's the reason why I've been such a big champion of it and trying to get people to understand that having a relationship with nature can be very good for your mental and physical health. And you just have to decide how you want to do that. It could be taking the dog for a walk or going bird watching or fishing or hunting, whatever it is. But all of those kinds of things gets you into a space where the possibility of that therapeutic component of nature having some effect on you. It's something that people don't understand until they experience it.
Dudley does public presentations on how nature is for everyone. All people deserve the ability to be up close and personal and have life-changing experiences in nature, though not everyone has been able to have access to it in the same way. Racist policies, systems, and society have been detrimental to accessing nature.
I present on the disconnect between African Americans and the outdoors, understanding how, you know, slavery, Jim Crow laws, sharecropping and civil war and all those kinds of things created this disconnect between African Americans and the outdoors because of the negative experiences we had in the outdoors in the South. And then we move into big urban spaces and now we're totally cut off. And so you get generations of African Americans who are disconnected from nature. And then you still have the issues of safety concerns.
Dudley presents on this topic in particular to try to help our white relatives, our white citizenry, understand their privilege that comes with that history.
Not allowing African-American vets to take full advantage of the GI Bill and then the Jim Crow laws that basically kept us as zero competition to white people for, you know, 100 plus years. And so understanding that while you were getting ahead, we were being held at the start line. And it's only until the mid-1960s did Black people actually get a chance to be part of sort of the quote-unquote American experiment or experience, because at that point we had full rights. But I mean, we had segregated national parks. We had city parks in the South that Black people, if you even stepped on the grass, you would go to jail because they were segregated parks and they banned African Americans from all recreational areas. They weren't even allowed in the zoos. Black people weren't even allowed to go to the zoo, you know, but your tax dollars, if you're working in this community, right, your tax dollars are paying for the public parks and the public zoos, but you're not allowed to visit them.
This leads us to a discussion of the future of caring for our environment. Understanding that our history is part of that learning, how do we proceed? Dudley stresses the importance of diversity of thought and voices throughout conservancy. Dudley's new project that's in the works focuses on environmental justice for all and highlights voices, diverse voices of activists and scientists of color working on environmental justice. Because we'll need everyone, especially those who were actively omitted in the past, to help ensure that our wild spaces, our environment that heals us, is well cared for, like it cares for us.
That's where I am right now on conservation. I think that and it needs to be more diverse and it needs to be more of people talking about place-based knowledge and doing things that will do a better job at helping the environment.
Chimigwech Dudley Edmondson. Again, you can see his work at dudleyedmondson.com. I'm Leah Lem. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.